WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Stoic Way podcast. I'm your girl, Madison Lane, here to guide you through the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and show you how to build that unshakable inner peace, even in this crazy whirlwind world we live in. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, mindfulness and meditation techniques to help you ditch those stress monsters for good. You know that feeling when your mind is racing a mile a minute? Like you've got a million things swirling around in your head, and it feels like there's no off switch? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to be a stress ball zombie anymore. Mindfulness and meditation are your secret weapons to calm the chaos and find that sweet spot of inner serenity. So let's break it down, because I know you're busy and need some practical takeaways, not just fluffy theory. Here are five key things you can start doing right now to bring more mindfulness into your life. Number one, embrace the power of breath. Seriously, folks, your breath is like a magic portal to inner peace. Take a few deep breaths, feel that cool air entering your body, and watch as stress melts away. It's seriously that simple. When you feel those anxious vibes creeping in, just take a few deep breaths. Inhale for a count of four, hold for four, exhale for four. Repeat. You can do this anywhere, anytime. Number two, become an awareness ninja. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Don't get caught up in what happened yesterday or worrying about tomorrow. Just focus on what you're experiencing right now, the feel of your feet on the ground, the taste of your coffee, the sounds around you. The goal is to train your mind to stay anchored in the here and now. Number three, mindful movement rocks. Ever try doing yoga or tai chi? These practices are amazing for bringing mindfulness into your body. They combine gentle movements with deep breathing and focus, helping you feel more grounded and connected. Even a simple walk in nature can be a mindful experience if you pay attention to the sights, sounds, and smells around you. Number four, embrace the art of no. This one is super important. You don't have to say yes to everything. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. Saying no to unnecessary commitments can help reduce stress and create space for things that truly matter. Remember, you're not being selfish. You're prioritizing your well-being. Number five, cultivate gratitude. Gratitude is like a superpower. When you focus on the good things in your life, it shifts your perspective and makes everything feel brighter. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of tea, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These small moments of joy can add up to big happiness. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're at work and your inbox is exploding, deadlines are looming, and your boss just dropped another project on your plate. Stress levels skyrocketing. Totally normal. But here's where mindfulness comes in. Before you dive into the chaos headfirst, take three deep breaths. Notice the feeling of your feet on the floor, the warmth of your coffee mug in your hand. Focus on one task at a time and remember to acknowledge and appreciate even small wins throughout the day. See how that changes things. Now imagine you're not reacting impulsively, but responding calmly and thoughtfully. You're feeling more in control, less overwhelmed. That's the magic of mindfulness. So, my amazing listeners, remember these key takeaways. Breathe deeply, stay present, move your body mindfully, set healthy boundaries, and cultivate gratitude. These simple practices can make a world of difference in your stress levels and overall well-being. You are capable of creating inner peace even amidst the chaos. So go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of mindfulness magic. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And join me for tomorrow's episode where we'll be exploring another powerful Stoic principle. Self-control. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.